Hello there, and welcome to Poor Quality, a show where some friends talk about beer and life and all the goofy stuff that gets in between the two. Each week, the host may be different, and this week, there was no host. So those who say no host is good host, both don't use English good and are wrong. Anyway, it's guaranteed poor quality. So join us and listen in as the brew crew talks about what ails their life. Now, let's see what we're drinking.
Oh, love it. Welcome to Poor Quality, the show that this most certainly is. I'm Trent, your apparent host. Totally ready for it. I am joined by four other esteemed colleagues tonight, but one of these colleagues is not Colin, unfortunately. Ripperino, he said he didn't want to record the podcast today.
Pour one out for Colin.
Pour one out for Colin. No, don't do that. Don't do that on the floor.
Pour it out.
Mike.
And there it goes.
Oh, Mike.
Please, Mike.
I'll get the Swiffer.
I might have poured too much.
Did you pour Does anyone have bottle?
A... It's... I'll... Can we take a pause? I need a beer.
Oh, yeah, you can take a... I need to think of a prompt. A prompt for the beer.
That was a joke because I poured it out all on the floor.
Trent wasn't really with us for that.
I wasn't. I was thinking of a prompt and I could not find one.
This is what happens.
This is going to be some fun editing.
Let me think. Prompt for the beer.
Off your dome.
That's what this is episode 11, Off the Dome.
Speaking of dome, what kind of hat does your beer remind you of?
Yes, Chris.
Okay.
So Chris goes first, since he is the genius behind it.
I mean, Trent needs to say it.
Okay, the, hold up.
Chris needs to host. Chris needs to host.
No.
Chris needs to host.
I'm clearly killing it. Boys, this week I would like you to tell me what sort of hat your beer reminds you of as we're doing this one off the dome.
Off the dome.
Off the dome. So, I'm gonna take a sip, and off the dome, first thing that comes to my mind... Oh, okay. It's like a purplish, violet, blue velvet little hat, little okay. French little beret with a little pin in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm drinking the Two Brothers in the Flesh, which is an American sour ale brewed with real blueberries.
Oh,
so just like a fun little prim hat, maybe some lace just on the outside, kind of around the little tiny rim of the hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look good in that hat.
I would look great in that hat. Yeah, I'd really rock it.
Wait. So you picked a French hat for your American sour beer?
Ooh.
Yikes.
That's anti-American.
Everyone, I didn't have time to shop for beer this week.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, I'm drinking tequila with raspberry schnapps in it.
Oh boy.
Wow. What a combo.
So, I mean, I feel like my hat is pretty obvious. It's a sombrero.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Sure.
And my tequila tastes like yummy tequila goodness. And I apologize to the listeners if I'm aggressive for the rest of the episode. Matt, what are you drinking?
Yeah. I'm Matt, and I'm drinking a beer that Mike brought back from our hometown of Stevens Point. It's called a Smiley Blue Pils, a Czech-style Pilsner. And let me just take a drink real quick.
This is a really good beer. I hope Matt enjoys it. Let's see what he says.
It's so good. It's so good. And it reminds me of when I went to Pilsen in the Czech Republic, like where Pilsner was invented or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is the hat that I chose is whatever hat is in Alien. I love that film. Whatever Weaver wears at any time during any part of those franchise movies.
Huh. Has there been one where you haven't done Sigourney Weaver?
Chris.
Matt.
What are you drinking tonight?
No.
Zach?
Matt.
I'm also drinking a point beer. Thank you, Mike. It is a classic amber lager, and it reminds me of the classic straw hat. It has kind of a
all right.
That's
old
a great
an old timey taste, and it's very good.
That's another one of Point's like staple brews. That's a real good one.
Mm-hmm. And, staple brews. I don't know. The label had like a little wheat. the label had a little wheat grain thing on it, and reminded me of a guy with a little thing of wheat sticking out of his mouth and that's chewing on it.
That's how I went fishing when I was in Colorado. I had a straw hat in your mouth? Take out to the
My beer has staples in it
and wheat.
Staples sells beer.
Grains of wheat.
Get some beer with your office supplies.
That was easy.
Buy a printer. Buy some beer.
Good one, Zach.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Chris. Mike, what are you drinking?
Oh, yeah. Kermit?
Kermit the Frog here.
Bringing it back.
Two episodes in a row.
Look at that. That's my next thing I'm going to repeat every episode.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Hello, I am Mike. Also known as Michael.
I didn't do my shortened name and then my long name, and neither did Chris, did Trent, and neither did Zach.
Yeah, wait, I want to go again.
Yeah, hi, I'm Matt, also known as Matthew.
Hi, I am Zachary, and I am bringing tequila in my sombrero.
Arriba, I am drinking another point. The whole house here at McKee's is drinking a point, and I have a IPA. It is Point's Galaxy Hop Special, and it is so good. I love Point beer. As for a hat, though, it is. I think it's made entirely of like Galaxy hops. A lot of the things that I learned over break. Well, not a lot of the things. One thing that I learned over break was different hop varieties, and one of them is Galaxy, which I was unaware of. So it's a little bit. I don't know if you know anything about like hop taste, Zach, but this one is very crispy. It's very bright. And for my choice of hat, I picked a space helmet because they're Galaxy Hops.
Nice.
And I picture the Conehead mascot that Point is and like just drinking brew on the moon. Brew on
him
the moon.
In a goofy shaped helmet.
Yeah, a pointy space helmet. That's it. It's a pointy space helmet.
That's Point awesome. Galaxy special. That's beautiful.
Beyond the
point,
pale.
It's
beyond
Point the pale. Galaxy, and you only went to the moon.
Oh.
Hey, I want to get back.
We can talk about Michael's aspirations and space goals later, but I want to talk about. He said something there, and that was the name of your house, or the, I assume the street you live on.
Yeah,
yeah, but don't tell everyone.
What is it? Is it McHuge?
It's McHuge.
Or McSheesh.
It's Mayor McCheese Street.
It's all McSheesh.
It's McCheese Street?
No. Yes, yes, yes. There was an Indian reservation here at one point.
Is that where McDonald's was founded?
It is. It's McKeege Donald's.
He figured it out.
Old Chief McDon used to
what
bring burgers to the people.
The first Golden Arches.
Yes.
Old McChief Don had a farm.
I don't think any of us
this
actually...
Anyone
want
some nuggets?
E-I-E-I what?
Oh. Mike.
Huh?
Oh.
I was just going to say, I don't think any of us actually knows how to pronounce the street name.
Yeah, for whenever real. You try to tell somebody, you always just kind of drawl over it.
Yeah.
Because unless you're typing it, or at least for me... People are like, hey, where do you live? And I'm like, McKee.
I just take a guess.
How is it spelled?
M-C-K-E-I-G-E.
And also my social security number. Telling yep. all my information.
Oh, maybe this is a bit of a transition.
Okay.
I was just recently at McKee's. and a couple nights we ordered pizza because we always order pizza from Domino's.
Since 2012.
New Since sponsor? 2012, we've been getting that good Domino's to go or carry out or delivery.
We never got delivery.
I mean, we do now.
Until now.
Yeah, but so I just recently had to order pizza. Had to.
Mm-hmm. Had to.
Had to. I was sitting in my apartment. Mm-hmm. It was 11:30. I was watching Scrubs.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, I hear somebody knocking on the door down the hall from me.
Mm-hmm.
Knock, 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 knock. Knock, 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 knock. Does this, goes across the hall, does it on those two doors, sure. Finally circles back, starts knocking on my door, and I'm like, what the heck? No one says anything. I don't have a peephole. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. This is mm-hmm. weird. Please go
mm-hmm.
away.
Mm-hmm.
I hear them shuffle downstairs. I'm like, okay, thank goodness, just leave. Like 45 minutes later, 12:15, another round of knocks ending at my door. I'm like, this is not cool. This is very not cool. Please go away. Right. I am so spooked right now. And this little kid living in the city, what's going on? Why aren't you at least saying, hey, I'm locked out, or hey, it's maintenance, or hey, I'm drunk, like something.
I didn't know ding-dong ditching was a thing in 2017.
Well, I think you're supposed to ditch, not go back for seconds.
Chill.
You got to
ding-dong chill.
That's half the thrill.
That's half the thrill. Knock and wait. Oh, wait, I didn't think you'd answer.
Sorry, I thought you were asleep.
So, I didn't hear them leave. And I was like, man, I want to know what's going on because this is weird and I'm uncomfortable. But not so uncomfortable that I felt it merited calling the cops. That seems mm-hmm. too extreme.
That would be.
Yeah. So I went to Domino's.com.
Yep.
And the I ordered second, a pizza.
Second best thing to cops.
And instructions, I said, buzz the door, and then you can come up.
In instructions, I said, please bring a firearm just in case there's a criminal outside of my door trying to take all my things.
Bring a GoPro attached to the pizza boxes so we can get a good view of the culprit in case he kills you. I need
some point of view shots just in case some serious nonsense goes down.
Yeah. So my savior, my knight in shining armor, finally comes in a blue polo. And I open the door and I see like this. I think it was just like this socially awkward maintenance person because I saw like the maintenance truck parked outside after that. And like she had like a tool belt on, but it was just so weird. She goes, is your heat working okay? And I was like, yeah. She goes, good. And I was like, okay.
She just wanted to ask everybody.
She could have just said, maintenance. Maintenance.
No.
So just for everybody listening, if you ever want to kill Trent, if you ever want to murder him, just say maintenance when you knock on the door. It's
very easy now.
If you want to make me...
Or wear a blue polo and smell like pizza.
He'll do anything.
I believe whoever you are, I believe you, and I will tip you well. I think I did tip that dude really well too, because I was like,
thank you for saving my life.
You don't know what you've done for me. You gave me the courage that I needed to open my door.
And given me the comfort of sleep.
I said, you know what? There's a chance of me dying, but pizza is better than that chance. So
I would take those odds.
This might be the tequila talking. The ketila talking.
It sounds like it is.
But that was the dumbest story I've ever heard.
Wait.
Ooh.
It wasn't that bad.
First of all, Des Moines is not a big scary city, Trenton. Second of all,
what's the difference? Like, projects.
That's the dumbest way to get out of a horror mystery story ever. Like, oh, I'm afraid for my life and don't want to open the door. Better put somebody else in danger, and maybe I'll get a yummy snack out of it.
Well, this is a risk I'm willing to take.
I figured best worst you case figured, scenario.
You figured best case scenario, this guy gets murdered and the bad guy leaves the pizza.
This guy gets murdered so case. Loud that I can hear that best it's definitely case. A murder and I know not to open my door.
And I know not to tip him.
But guys, it worked is the thing, is what you have to remember. It did work.
this time. Except
you're not wrong.
Except that the murderer was a maintenance worker.
I elected to tell you about my woes.
So Lita just texted me from the other room. Lita texted me from the other room and she said, "What's Trent's address? I want to look up how dangerous the area is." I can tell you right here, babe, without looking it up. It's not dangerous.
Okay, wait.
It's a very nice neighborhood in suburban
Des
Moines.
Save your time. Save your time and money.
No, I had actually done a search that did lead to some unsavory details that I learned about the area, so.
Unlike that delicious, delicious pizza you had immediately after this quandary.
It was really good.
You know what would have been really funny? What? If the pizza guy had murdered you.
That would have been hilarious.
Don't you think that would have been funny? Kind of in an ironic sort of way?
It would have been, yeah, like, oh, I got poisoned from the pizza. Even if it was, like, completely unintentional. Just food poisoning so bad that I exploded.
I was actually thinking more of him just stabbing you right as you opened the door.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's a little less subtle. Lita just Facebooked me.
It's because I don't know your address.
You've been here.
Wait, are you guys moving?
No, we're just looking at buying a house.
Nice.
Oh, so kind of moving, like I asked.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no. We looked at a house and we liked it. And it was the first time that we were like, huh, we could actually maybe do this. So we got pre-approved and whatnot. And we probably won't end up getting the house because there's already an accepted offer on it. But it kind of was like, oh, this is totally within our, like, grasp. So, huh. We've been looking at houses.
That's awesome.
That's great.
It's fun.
I'm excited to be a homeowner someday.
Me too. I mostly just want, like, a garage where I can...
have a band.
Man cave out and,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep, have a band.
Chris, what are you doing right now?
That was the coolest thing that anybody's ever done. For those of you listening at home, Chris hasn't said anything for probably 10 minutes now. And then out of nowhere, just on our Google Hangouts, you see sunglasses slowly coming into frame. Oh. And sliding onto Chris's face.
He's wearing a patterned blanket, and so when he's not, like, making any noise, it just looks like he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt on top of a tie-dye shirt at 10 o'clock at night.
And now he's wearing sunglasses with a sticker on them.
Chris is going to a luau.
I think Trent wanted to talk about fears, which I'm more than happy to tell you about my dumb fears.
Okay.
Okay.
Number one, I hate fish. I love eating fish, and I am terrified of them in open water because they are so fast. Like, their bodies were made for water, and I'm just this dude who's just barely kicking around trying to stay above the water. Why am I even swimming? I hate swimming, and I'm scared of fish. I'm in a nasty lake with tons of algae. There's stuff touching my feet, and I want to die.
This is a Disney World.
This isn't Disney World, Mom! This isn't a chlorinated pool at the Caribbean beach in between kind of lunch and the evening shows. Mom!
What do you think that the fish are gonna do to you?
They're gonna eat me alive. Did you see some of the teeth on those suckers? They could just come up and just take a big bite out of my calf. And I would never see them coming because they're so quick and the water
is
so
murky. Has a fish ever done that to you?
No, because I'm so I'm agile. I'm ready to. I'm kicking. I kick a lot. It's like throwing bows and I'm very.
So you're afraid that they're so fast that, but yeah. you think that you're quicker.
Yeah, but well, no, maybe with some luck because they're dumb. Fish are so dumb.
They are well
right. So that's why you should not be afraid of them.
No, they're so dumb that they're gonna eat me up because I'm a big juicy And I kick him.
You are a big, juicy, agile, beautiful man.
Yeah, and they're gonna want a piece. So I gotta
Zach. We're forgetting about how many piranhas there are in central Wisconsin.
I was about to say, Matt, you didn't grow up around any like sharks that could take a chunk out of your leg.
That's how I sound when I swim.
But I've seen a couple muskellunge that could probably take down a small
Got them, I call them sharks of the north.
The sturgeon are basically the sharks of the Northwoods, you know?
Sturgeon are huge.
Sturgeon are huge. Those are scary fish. I would not want to swim with them.
I don't want to see them. I don't.
Have you ever been fishing, Matt?
I've been fishing many times.
Okay. Just curious. Have you ever handled a fish and just like threw it over your shoulder? And
as soon as it bites, Matt throws the pole overboard. Nope, that was a bad one.
That was a bad pull. That was a bad pull, Mom.
Oh, Matt, that was like a record size fish. No, I don't want it. No.
Do you see the size of that sucker?
Yes. Get it away.
I did.
That's how you sound now, I guess.
It's either that screaming or it's this. Ooh. Those are my two voices now.
I have a cat who's very interested in my recording setup right now.
I want to have one. I know it hasn't been long, but I want to have one episode where Taco nor Penny are the main characters.
You want to talk about Penny some?
I love Penny, but I don't.
I was just getting ready to apologize for belittling your fear of fish, but I swear to God, if you talk to you about or to or near your cat, I will not take it back and I will not apologize.
Penny!
I do have a good story about Taco.
No. Okay. My biggest fear.
Oh, here we go. Getting the truth now.
It's like a blackmail report.
Seriously. Honestly, like hurting myself physically and like having that change an entire year just scares the crap out of me. Most recently, being in Colorado, I went snowboarding. I was tree boarding up on a ridge. I slide down, go toe side, and I run into a tree. And boy, I sure gave that aspen a run for its money, but I also got a big old trunk right to the ribs. And it is just still really, really hurting me. And it sucks. And I hate waking up and being a person for the first 5 minutes of my day. And I don't want to have like another injury like that totally change my life and feel that every day. That would be just absolutely horrible. No, and now I'm just shaking in my boots because I'm so frightened. What if I twist my...
Oh, Chris, what are you scared of?
Well, not to piggyback too much on Trent, but I was going to say fear of being alone or ending up alone. But
wait, you know. When did I say that?
I don't remember leaving that.
Dying alone.
Yeah. Chris,
Trent, we all know what you're really afraid of.
Like as a kid, did you have anything in particular that you were like, spooky?
The second I turned a light off in a room, I was running to where the next light room like was.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to do that in my house too.
Up the stairs from the basement.
Oh,
like turning off the light downstairs. Yes.
The things like the worst. Conjured up in my mind that could chase me up a darkened stairway.
The shadow monsters. I had a dream once that a life-size Barbie was in my basement and like trying to get me.
That's horrifying.
No, it was, and it scares me. Like to this day, my parents' basement scares me because of that dream.
Wow.
Like I hate going down there alone.
Yeah, no, I mean if like out of all of the basements I've been in my whole life, like if there was a life-size Barbie to be in a basement.
It would be Matt's.
I can.
Yeah,
see
it would be. It would be mine. Right. It would be mine. That curtain that they just could.
Yes, anything
scoot
could be
out from
that.
Behind. Yeah,
I think dreams have a huge impact on what you're afraid. I remember I had this dream when I was a young boy, and it was ghost schools, that sort of deal. But they were in my closet, and every time I went to bed, I had to be on my right side, checking my closet, like sleeping, trying to fall asleep with my eyes open, like. Just trying to get over it, and that was like years where I tried to rid that fear. It played a big role. That was freaky deaky.
So for a long time, a really long time, I couldn't sleep with my door closed. I had to leave it open so that I could hear somebody coming if they were coming to kill me. Like, for some reason, I thought I kept thinking that there was just these people that were just gonna come and kill me for no reason. Like, I would even try to rationalize it when I was just laying there, but and I always had to sleep facing the doorway so that I could see them coming. I don't know what I thought I was gonna do.
It's like when maintenance comes to knock on your door and you're like, oh,
that's right. What? Terrifying. Who? Probably one of my biggest fears is maintenance. I think we can all connect with that.
Right.
I've been quiet because I keep hearing like bumps somewhere and I'm
not. Oh, no. This is the spookiest episode we've ever done.
Spooky.
Yeah, somebody's going to end up, like, I had to grab my cat because I was scared.
You guys want to chase away a couple of ghouls and stock the beer fridge?
Is it that time?
It could be.
If we stock the beer fridge, I'm going to go make sure my door's locked. I'm literally lock my door right now.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the middle of the podcast. Intermission, where we talk about all of our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by this joke I'm about to tell. So this old man is turning 93 and all of his buddies surprise him with a birthday party. And at the very end of the party, the guys get out this giant cake and they wheel it out to him, and he's turning 93. It's got a bunch of candles on it. The old man's going, oh, big cake. And then suddenly out from the cake springs this beautiful woman, this model, and she offers the old man some super sex. And the old man says, I'll take the soup. So, yep, back to the episode.
So I've got kind of a silly story about fears, and maybe it's more silly to me and probably just weird to everybody else. But
great.
When I was a youngin', my older sister, she'd probably love that I'm telling the story, but she overflowed the upstairs toilet and like kind of had one of those shock moments where she didn't know what to do and like didn't tell anybody for a few minutes. So like, of course, the whole floor is now covered in like, I don't know, up to the like door. What do you call that? Like
in
the
toilet water.
Yeah. And the way our house is set up, it's like second floor bathroom is over the downstairs bathroom is over the basement, and like the under the tub is open on the top floor, so like the water seeped in and then went down and then went to like the laundry part of the first floor bathroom and then went down to the basement. And I don't know, I just had nightmares for like a good few months about overflowing toilets and like just weird like public restrooms with like pipes exploding, and I just was totally freaked out and would like be afraid to flush the toilet.
That's hilarious.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
That's the scariest thing I've heard so far.
I used to be scared of the toilet flushing because it was really loud and I wouldn't be able to hear somebody attacking me.
Oh my gosh.
In my house.
Defenseless.
Defenseless. Couldn't hear them coming. He was flushing a toilet. This will be what they say at my funeral. He was flushing a toilet.
And he couldn't hear them.
He wasn't on his A game in the listening department.
Danger,
and
danger.
Didn't hear the footsteps of the murderer.
He finally got. Zach, you've got fears, I'm sure.
This is going to sound super macho, but I don't really have any like conventional fears, I guess. I used to be pretty afraid of like the dark, like we talked about earlier, like this stairs and like scary basements and stuff like that. But I don't know. I guess my biggest fear, which this is going back to the serious stuff, I don't know if you guys want to do that or not, but here I go. It's like, I don't know, dying and having nobody remember you. Like, that's my biggest fear is, like, I want to have an impact and I want to have people who remember me and yeah.
Who's this guy?
I'm with you on that.
What's this guy's name?
Who?
Wait, you're talking
about. Was just speaking.
which one is that?
There, guys, don't look now, but there is another guy.
This podcast.
He's wearing a sombrero.
Podcast. How did he get in here? I don't know him.
Matt, you're just mad because I made fun of your fear of fish.
No.
I'm so sorry. You're great, wow, Zach.
I mean, Zach, I love you. Zach, I love you, and I've seen the people in your life who love you, and you are, there's no way that's going to happen. It's the only way I can goof on it, because you're just the most lovable guy. Like, you have three people on this call who are friends with you because you're just the best dude. It wasn't because of me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, guys. I wasn't, yeah. I'm okay most of the time.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
See, this is about, this episode's about facing your fears.
It sure is.
And us laughing
and then
at
being mocked for them.
In your face.
Which I totally deserved because I did it to every single one of you, too.
Speaking of facing your fears, Matt, for that, like, half of that goof, I thought you were making fun of Trent and saying that there was a guy coming up behind him. And was gonna like attack.
Look,
him or
actually,
something.
Chris, I'm glad you caught that because that was a double layer.
Okay,
smackdown.
Right, Trent. There's actually somebody behind you right now. No, we could talk about Trent's fear of peeing in places where people could hear him peeing.
Is that a thing that he has?
Because that's a legitimate thing. I used to have to go into bathrooms and screen them. And make sure that nobody was in them.
You didn't have to. You elected to.
You didn't have
what a good
to.
Friend.
Well, he
turn
was
all
crying.
The faucets in the sink and hit all the hand dryers and run out so that Trent could pee.
And then stand in the doorway with your arms crossed.
How are there not bigger like partitions and more background music in bathrooms? Like,
so you don't think it's the sound for me? I'm just a what's it called? I get stage fright when there's someone standing next to me. It's not so much that I care about them hearing it.
You're vulnerable.
It's just that it's like,
yes,
there's this dude and I'm just trying to pee.
Let me pitch this situation to you. You have to pee. The bathroom is right next to the living room and mm-hmm. it's not really loud out in the living room where everyone else
right.
is.
This is where you own it. This is, own the this dance is where floor. You
because
really...
in that situation, I will find a different bathroom.
No. If it's loud enough that other people can hear you, you should be congratulating yourself while you're doing it.
Yeah, no, for real. I always think that if people can hear me peeing, they probably think that it's
not,
because I have a big...
It's not that.
Big
no.
Oh,
no.
That was worse than if you had just said it.
I think you should bleep that.
I'm going to.
Are you guys saying that because you could hear me go to the bathroom?
Oh, are you really?
That's my wife.
You're making me self-conscious.
It's
our first guest star, and she's talking about being.
You can cut that.
There's going to be portions of this that will be too explicit for...
Yeah, you said the you
like me say...
Stop.
That's one thing.
I'm going to tell my mom.
Why would you say that to your mom?
I really
time,
should not
no,
tell my
the
mom.
The last
that.
Time I said... My mom looked up at me and said, "Aretha Franklin," and then laughed so hard. And she was alone at our family dinner laughing, like hitting my shoulder, like, "Isn't this so funny, Trent? I said Aretha Franklin." I'm like, "Okay, mom." It was like right there.
God, Debbie yeah. just kills me.
I did have to help somebody on their computer with the PowerPoint. And when I opened up the PowerPoint, it was like, perineum, and then it was just like a butt, oh. like a picture of a butt, like
wow.
for school, though. It was so weird.
What class are you in? I'm in butt class.
It was, though. He's like, "Oh, that's for class." And I was like, "I know, but it's still funny."
This is the butt. Next slide. Thank you. I will take questions.
Good presentation. Hey, what was that?
That was...
That's a butt.
Can you go back to that slide?
Guys, Chris is not amused by this goof.
No, apparently not. I'm sorry, Chris. We're normally better than that.
This isn't a very wise crack.
Oh!
Oh, and he drinks a beer. God. Sunglasses, Chris, sunglasses, sunglasses, sunglasses,
oh,
sunglasses.
Oh my God. Weep,
weep, weep. There they are. Weep, weep, weep. And then the beer. Heck yeah. Chris, don't give a frick.
There we go.
And just like that, Trent, what are we?
Poor quality.
No, we're bottoms up. Come on.
But we are also poor quality.
What's the time at? I have no idea, actually.
53 minutes.
Oh, okay, cool.
We've got a lot to cut.
I have a funny taco story, but it's not about taco so much as it's about an experience.
I don't want to...
Mike. Oh, you mean my cat? Oh, my lovely, pretty, pretty, pretty cat. His name's Taco. Well, I bring him
I
to
think
Nashville.
That does it for us here on the show. As I sign off
Taco
here, I'd like to thank
they
you all
had a joyous
for listening
night.
And for joining us so as wonderful we explored our intimate fears with you this evening.
They were green in the face. Yeah.
I have been Trent Pretty Kitty Safford.
I've been Matthew off the dome Byers.
I've been Chris with the shades O'Brien.
Yes, I've been Zachary Katila Schroeder.
I have been Mike, also known as Michael Wadena, and I have 8 cats.
Okay, hey there, folks. I'm back at the end of the episode where we would normally finish the sign-off process. I just want to take personal responsibility for the kind of ruining of the ending of this podcast. I thought it'd be a funny idea if Mike and Zach were both kind of making fun of the whole Trent and I talk about cats too much. Turned out to just be a bunch of nonsense, and you couldn't hear anything. So I'll go ahead and give the final sign-off now. Well, folks, it looks like we are bottoms up. We'd like to thank Waker for giving us the time to crack open our cold ones with their song Gemini off the album This Is Waker. This particular show has been poor quality. And you know, I think that's kind of funny because one of the things that Trent said about the name when he was pitching me the name of this podcast was that if we do a terrible episode like this episode was, we can just, you know, that's just our name. That's just our name. We're just poor quality. You know, what else can they expect? With a little scrap of paper folded into two, I tore the first one out, but the second said it.